Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to the Banff Podcast. This is your host, Mike Lafferty, and here is our contractually obligated intro music. I should have it queued up right then. Hang on. Hey, thanks folks. That music you heard assures you that you listen to a high quality farm to table podcast here. Only the finest geeky conversations here. And we have a guest from Australia with us, Steve D. of 10 Star Games. Thanks for joining us, Steve. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing very well.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You're running a Kickstarter right now called The Score, RPG up on Kickstarter. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so The Score is very different to your regular kind of role-playing games. It's designed to be as accessible and approachable as possible. So it's just 18 cards plus a few extra cards to sort of set things up. And it runs in 18 minutes. So we're fully funded now, but we are reaching towards our first stretch goal to get some extra cards in there. Yeah, it really does run in 18 minutes and produces a heist story like Ocean's 11 or anything like that.
That is an awesome idea. I love rules light, fast role-playing games. So I am digging this idea. So you play with cards.
Yeah, so each of the cards is an ability that you might use in a heist.
Okay.
And what happens is you shuffle them originally and deal them out, and so players have those as their abilities. And then to direct the flow of play, the cards are put back together into the deck, and when your card comes up, you'll get to have a scene using that ability. But where and when it comes up in the deck will determine what kind of thing you're doing and whether you succeed or fail. And there's also some cards that you won't have, and that represents the system working against you or the bad guys fighting back or things that you can't get around because you just don't have the skills or the people there. And that way, by using the cards, you don't have to think too hard. You have to be like, oh, what am I going to do? You know that you're going to be doing some safe cracking or some driving or something like that in this scene. And that means you can just jump in and describe it, and it goes really fast.
Okay, so there's a fair amount of kind of improv role playing on the spot. I've got a driving card, so I'm the wheel man, and we're driving to a casino or a job or something like that. Okay.
It actually is easier than it sounds. Like, there's a little bit of the sort of you need to be a little bit of ready to just tell a story and be creative. Yes. But the cards provide a great deal of help because you've had all the things that other people have said. You've got an idea of what you're going to do and how the scene is going to end. And we've all seen a heist film. So it's actually pretty easy to figure out what you're going to do. We also have lots of tip on the back of every card. It's just a series of jargon and scene descriptions. So you can always look on the back of a card to get more ideas. We've been really pleased that almost universally, people who are like, oh, I'm not really good at those kind of games, are like, oh, no, I was able to do this. That was easy. And I think that's really important because I think a lot of people are turned off from role-playing games. They seem hard. They seem difficult. Partly because of the huge amount of buy-in that's required. Mm-hmm. So we've shrunk that down, but we've also tried to take as many steps as possible to provide as much support and structure to make it easy for people to play.
Yeah, I definitely like the idea because, as you say, one of the big obstacles to role-playing games is, oh, there's this huge buy-in. Here's a book. You got to make your character. You got to memorize all these rules. And it kind of takes it out of the casual gaming space where, hey, let's play a game over lunch or let's play a game while we're waiting for dinner or whatever. I'm really excited about games that kind of move into that more casual fun space. And I see you guys have beta rules you can download and print like right now if people are curious about it. That is awesome. Yeah. And you have a Roll 20 mod. You guys are prepared. That is really great.
We haven't finished setting that up yet. I'm having some trouble with our accounts on Roll 20, but the final version of the print and play is ready to go. And that means as soon as we do fund, if you've backed at that $5 level or above, you will get that straight away in your inbox. And so you've got the beta version. You can play print and play for free. If you're back for $5, you'll get the full version as soon as the campaign finishes. sweet. And since it's only actually 23 cards, it's not much to print it out, sleeve it, and start playing.
Awesome. I see you guys have won some awards already.
Yeah, we were really lucky to be offered positions in two showcases at conventions last year. The PAX Oz, which we have in Australia every October, has an indie showcase, and we were one of four winners of that that shows off the basically games they think are particularly interesting in the indie scene. You get basically a free booth at the con, which they've been doing for digital stuff for years. Now they're doing it for tabletop as well. So we were able to grab a slot there and a similar sort of thing at the Boston FIG Fest a few weeks later. So that was really good. We've also been featured on a bunch of podcasts as well already. And there's a lot of links there where you can just watch people play. If you don't want to learn the rules, you can just jump on and see how other people play.
It's kind of a long flight from Australia to Boston, though.
Oh, no, that was all digital. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
They had a digital convention. It was a little bit weird, but we managed. And I think that's one of the good things about COVID is we've learned to have a few more digital conventions. As much as they can succeed, it helps us get our message out to the wider world.
That's true. We've had to evolve, you know, with the new normal and whatnot. So that is pretty cool. All right. So easy game to learn. Not that many cards. Great concept. How long have you guys been working on this? Because I got to say, you've got some amazing, you know, just graphically, it looks really slick. It feels really polished. You guys been picking this up for a few years?
The first design was done in 2021. Mm-hmm. And then we sort of developed it over that year, and we started playtesting it. And then we sent it out to different conventions and did a lot of blind playtesting in 2022. It was pretty much almost finished when we took it to PAX last year. And then we just had to... The thing is, you can't really launch a Kickstarter in December or January, so we're like, we'll wait till next year. We'll kick it off in the new year, February or March. So we just had to find the right date. But we were ready, and yeah, that's as I say. That means that if you back us, you can get the product, the digital version, very, very quickly. And we're already working with our publishers to get the prototypes and physically developed as well. So we don't anticipate any delays in getting it out.
Okay, fair enough. And as you guys say, thankfully it's a small game, so postage charges aren't going to be all that much, because that can be an obstacle for some Kickstarters too.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been going up a lot lately. You're also we welcome people to do bulk orders. That's going to keep your postage costs way down as well. And we're going to have a proper back a survey to make sure we get, you know, if you want to buy 8 for all your friends, that'll be all covered in the survey. So you can get all that, and that would keep your postage down.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So, Steve, what is your favorite heist movie?
My favorite heist movie. It's funny. I really like, I like Ocean's 11 a lot. It's very clever, of course. But probably my favorite is a little known film called The Parole Officer, which is a comedy with Steve Coogan. And it's just a very gentle comedy about a policeman who is framed for some crimes and has to break back into his police station with the help of some criminals that he works with as a parole officer. So if you look that one up, it's a lovely little comedy.
It came out in 2001.
Yeah. I saw it when I was in the UK. It didn't have much of a large release. Also, I saw a very cool film when I was very young called Hopscotch, which has Walter Matthau in it. And it's more of a spy chase. You've seen that?
Yeah.
Hopscotch was something that probably really got me into the heist genre, because it's got all those lovely little misdirections and did they, don't they, who's that? It was. I think I must have seen it when I was probably about 8, and I was like, "Oh, I really like these films." It's a good film.
Yeah, you are the only person I have ever met who in the wild who's ever seen Hopscotch other than me. I just randomly caught it like 25 years ago on cable.
There you go. House. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, Glenda Jackson's in that. She's so good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that movie. All right. Well, I've got to say, I'm going to back this myself. People have 4 days left to get in on the action. If you just search for the score two, it'll show up on Kickstarter. And I've got the in a handy dandy banner going across the bottom of our screen here, Kickstarter.com/project/SteveD. That's DEE/the-score-2. So check it out, folks. Looks like a lot of fun. Steve, any closing words?
No, just keep if you like what you see, also share it on your social media, because every part of that helps us. So yeah, you can like and back, but also share. It's great. It helps get the word out, and we can get that stretch goal before we finish.
Sweet. All right, Steve. Pleasure talking tonight, sir. Thanks for coming out. Thanks to everybody who's watched us, and we'll catch you next time on the Banff Podcast.
See ya.